We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
We have some more bonus material for you as we look back to the 2003 win over Northern Illinois and the 2004 win over Marshall on this edition of the Ziggy Cast.
This is the BGSU Ziggy Cast from Learfield, your home for Falcons updates, interviews, previews, and highlights. Now, here is your host, Todd Walker.
Thanks for being with us again. Todd Walker here as we continue to build up toward the season opener on Thursday and wrap up our Turn Back the Clock Ziggy Casts. We are today going back to 2003 and 2004 with a recap with radio highlights from the 0-3 win over Northern Illinois. Of course, that was the ranked showdown with ESPN's Game Day in the house, the BG won. And then we'll look back to one of my favorite BG wins in my time doing the radio call. That would be the 2004 home win over Marshall, which was Marshall's last year in the Mid-American Conference. Of course, they were too good for the MAC. They got out, and BG sent them out with a big old shiner as they whipped them that day at Dewey Perry Stadium. And we will get to that. But first, we relive that day with Northern Illinois and Bowling Green at the Dewey in 2003.
It was October 25th, 2003. In many ways, 2003 was a pinnacle for Mid-American Conference football, and maybe the highest point was that day at Dewey Perry Stadium as the highly popular ESPN show College Game Day came to the Bowling Green campus for a matchup of ranked teams with 7-0 Northern Illinois and 6-1 Bowling Green State University. To give you an idea of the scope of this game, the BCS chairman, Chuck Johnson, was in attendance. Five bowl reps were there. And, of course, the ESPN Game Day crew, our own sideline man at the time, Jason Aldrich, interviewed Chris Fowler on the sidelines at the Dewey. NIU and Coach Joe Novak, ranked 12th at the time, were 7-0. And Greg Brandon's 23rd-rated BG Falcons were 6-1. And the Falcons got the ball first and unleashed a opening salvo and would eventually bolt out to a huge lead. On their very first possession, BG, led by Josh Harris, was hitting on all cylinders. A 44-yard pass to tight end Craig Jarrett, And a 19-yard pass to the Alaskan assassin Cole Magner set up BG's first touchdown.
Second and goal, Falcons from the Northern Illinois 3. Opening possession of the game. Same formation, Josh Harris split wide left, Pope in the shotgun. Runs up the middle. He is close. Touchdown. He is in. Touchdown, BGSU. Opening drive, 80 yards for the Falcons. They made it look easy. Seven plays. It took less than 2 minutes. And the Falcon crazies going nuts here at Dwight Perry Stadium.
On the ensuing possession, Jansen Patton picked off a pass and gave BG the ball back.
Second and 12 from their own 33. They're going to throw a screen, and it's got blown up. Now it's a double pass. The man's open. Downfield, the ball is underthrown. It's intercepted. Jansen Patton. Jansen Patton intercepted the double pass at the BG 35. Or the 25, I should say.
And again, Josh Harrison company moved quickly. A 46-yard pass to P.J. Pope set up this touchdown.
Looks like Coach Brandon's game plan is to attack the middle of the field, attack the seams, and get it there quick. Because they're not playing, they're playing man coverage, nobody deep.
Hurry up offense for BG. Harris alone in the shotgun. Throws again, wide open. Touchdown, Bowling Green. James Hawkins. Touchdown, BGSU.
Very early in the game, BG had a 14-3 lead. A Sean Swisham field goal early in the second quarter made it 17-3. And then Jansen Patton struck again.
Husky from their own 29. Michael the Burner Turner, 8 carries, 27 yards so far. They fake it to him. Haldy back to pass, looking deep down the middle. He is intercepted by Jansen Patton. What an interception. He jumped right over the receiver, P.J. Fleck. Took it away at the 31-yard line of Bowling Green. Are you kidding me on that interception?
After Patton's second interception of the game, the Falcons drove down for another touchdown as Josh Harris threw one to Chuck Sharon.
Harris in the shotgun on third and three from the Northern Illinois 17-yard line. BGF 17-3, looking for more. End zone, Sharon leaping. He got it. Touchdown, Trout Sharon. He jumped right over the defender, Rob Lee. Harris threw it a little short, Gibby, and Sharon went up and got it. Touchdown, BGSU.
I think that pass was purposely thrown short, and Charles Sharon went up and got the ball just like Purdue.
So with 10 minutes to go in the half, BG led that game 24-3, and they should have led by more at halftime, but Josh Harris was intercepted in the end zone, and Swisham missed a 32-yard field goal. But BG's hot start had them out to a 24-3 lead at halftime over Northern Illinois. Early in the third quarter, a Swisham field goal made it 27-3. Northern Illinois scored to make it 27-10. And then the BG offense struck again late third quarter.
First and 10 BG from their own 45. Shotgun Harris fakes it to Pope, looking deep. Throws it right side. Man open. Charles Sharon. Goodbye. Touchdown BGSU. 55 yards. He got behind Adriel Hansbrough. And Josh Harris hit him with a perfect spiral. And the Big Mo goes back to the Origin Brown.
After a Northern Illinois score made it 34-18 late in the third, the teams just kind of went back and forth through the fourth quarter. And finally, the BG defense put it away. After missing a tip drill interception that would have given him the hat trick, Jansen Patton came through with his third interception.
Second and 10, Huskies from their own 20. 34-18, Falcons lead. The Thundersticks are making some noise. Haldy in the shotgun, looking, pumps, now rolls right, in trouble. Tries to fire deep, does so, it is intercepted! Is that Jansen Patton?
He didn't miss the second time.
It's Jansen Patton, number three for number two!
Great to relive that win over Northern Illinois. We will now relive the 2004 home win over Marshall. BG routed Marshall in the final meeting between the schools as Mid-American Conference members, 56-35. Coming into that game November 13th of 04, the Falcons had lost three in a row to the Marshall Thundering Herd, but on the 04 season, BG was looking for its seventh straight win. And the Falcons would get going early. They got a break. Omar Jacobs threw an interception on the opening drive, but Marshall was offside. And that allowed BG to take the opening possession in for a touchdown with senior James Hawkins playing in his final home game, catching his second touchdown pass of the season.
Second and 11 from the Marshall 17. Falcons looking to score first. Shotgun for Jacobs. Two receivers right, Two to the left. Now Magner goes in motion to the right to make three over there. Omar takes the snap. Looking over the middle. It's Hawkins. Inside the five. Close to the goal line. Touchdown, BGSU! James Hawkins from 17 yards out. And the Falcons go up 6-0. Opening possession. Seven plays, 80 yards.
Bowling Green was up 7-0. Marshall, on their first possession, got to BG territory and then decided to press their luck on fourth down, and they came up with snake eyes.
Fourth and a long one, a short two from the BG 49. 8.5 left first quarter, BG up 7-0. Marshall going for it. Dan Hill under center now, single running back behind him. Fourth and a long one. Hill sneaks it. And let's see what kind of spot he gets. I don't, he didn't get it.
He didn't get
that. No way did he get there.
He didn't get that.
Big push up front. Javon Burke stuck a hat in there. And where those officials came from the sideline to mark the ball, he is short. But we've got to wait till they put it down and bring the chains.
That play was short of the line to gain when they brought the chains out. And Bowling Green took over, but went three and out in a shanked punt. Gave Marshall good field position, and they drove down to score and tie the game at 7. Looked like the momentum had swung to the Thundering Herd as the BG kick return team only managed to get to the 14-yard line after Marshall's score to tie it at 7. But the BG offense did what they did all season long, put together a long touchdown drive, 10 plays, 86 yards, and P.J. Pope got the job done at the goal line.
Omar under center from the Marshall 1, third and goal. Pope behind him as the running back. Omar takes the snap, hands it to PJ, hitting the backfield. He got over the goal line anyway. Touchdown, BGSU. He was hitting the backfield by JT Rembert, but Pope spun out of that and got that ball over the goal line.
With the Falcons up 14-7 on the Marshall Thundering Herd back in 2004, the special teams came up with a big play.
Swisham puts a foot to it. It's a end-over-end liner taken at the 3-yard line by Ahmed Bradshaw. And he's hit. Fumble! Ball loose! Falcons got it! Corn McGrady recovers the fumble! F.D. Marshall, 11-yard line! Let's get a Huntington Bank sideline report with Jason Aldridge.
Well, this place has just exploded, guys, down here on the sideline. What a hit on Bradshaw! And it's Corn McGrady, part of the Good Hands team, with the alertness to find the football loose on the turf. First down, Falcons.
Terrell White on the hit that jarred it free from Ahmed Bradshaw, and he put the hat right on the football, and there was Corn McGrady to pick it up. What a tackle by Terrell White. They're going to spot this football actually at the Marshall 13.
After that turnover, the Falcon offense cashed it in quickly.
Omar awaits the snap, takes it, now looks. Still looking. Throws across the field. Sanders walks in. Touchdown, BGSU. Sanders on the drive route was all alone for the 13-yard touchdown. BG 20, Marshall 7.
A 21-7 lead after one was short-lived as Marshall answered with Ahmad Bradshaw's 5-yard touchdown run to make it 21-14. But this was a back-and-forth game in the first half. BG answered quickly, giving the ball a lot to P.J. Pope as he had 57 of the 66 yards on the touchdown drive, including the one that hit pay dirt.
Bunch trips right, shotgun for Jacobs. Single receiver left. Pope is the running back. First and 10 from the Marshall, 27. BG up 21-7. Hand off up the middle. Pope, a lot of room. Take it to the house. P.J. Pope, untouched, up the middle. Touchdown, BGSU. Pope's second touchdown of the day. And Bowling Green goes up 27-14.
Again, Marshall would score. They missed their PAT, so it was 28-20. Then late in the first half, it was special teams coming through again as Keon Newsom partially blocked a Marshall punt. BG took over at the Herd 30. Omar Jacobs would then find Charles Sharon for an 8-yard touchdown to make it 35-20 Bowling Green at halftime. Marshall had the opening drive of the second half, and they wasted a little time getting right back in it. A touchdown plus the 2-point conversion to make up for their earlier missed PAT, and it was Bowling Green 35-28. Looked like we were going to play this back and forth all day. But from that point on, Bowling Green dominated the third quarter so thoroughly, it made the fourth quarter simply an exercise in running out the clock. Beginning with an 85-yard touchdown drive, capped off by P.J. Pope.
from the four. BG, third and goal. Empty backfield, shotgun for Jacobs. BG needs a touchdown here. From the four, Marshall showing blitz. They bring it. Omar quickly over the middle. Touchdown, BGSU. PJ Pope on the reception. And the Falcons up the lead to 41-28.
With the Falcons up 42-28, the defense got a stop. And then after the Marshall punt, Bowling Green scored yet again.
BG from the Marshall 45, first and 10, up 42-28, 4:30 left third quarter. Shotgun for Jacobs, two receivers each side, a running back is Pope. Omar back to pass, looking downfield, it is Sharon, inside the 20, 10, 5, touchdown, BGSU! Charles Sharon is now the single season touchdown leader, receiving in Bowling Green history. 45-yard touchdown, Omar Jacobs to Charles Sharon, and the Falcons open up a 48-28 lead.
That was Charles Sharon's 12th touchdown reception of the season. That broke Jim Ladd's 52-year-old record of 11. Sharon would finish 04 with 15 touchdown catches, which stood as the BG record until 2009 when Freddie Barnes had 19. Falcons were up big at 49-28 and figured why not let the defense put the finishing touches on things late third quarter.
Stan Hill again in the shotgun with a receiver to the left who comes in motion out of the right to make three of them over there. Single running back. Hill back to pass. Ball's batted down. Keon Newsom intercepted at the Marshall 40. And Keon Newsom is gone. Touchdown, BGSU. Ryan Newble on the deflection. Touchdown, Falcons. Let's get a Huntington Bank sideline report. Here's Jason Aldridge.
Absolute pandemonium on the sidelines, guys. What a play by the Falcon defense. It was batted by one of the big mitts up front. Keon, Johnny on the spot. Picks it off, runs it back for six. Unbelievable.
After that pick six by Keon Newsom, it was all about running out the clock. Marshall scored with about 6 minutes to go to make the final. Bowling Green 56, Marshall 35. How sweet it was to send Marshall out of the MAC with a big old thumping right there. That's going to wrap up this bonus edition of the Ziggy Cast. Tomorrow we will relive the season opening wins of 2007 and 2008 at Minnesota and at Pittsburgh, respectively. Until then, this is Todd Walker saying, I Ziggy Zumba.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.